USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. Optimism from House Speaker Kevin McCarthy this morning on the debt ceiling and budget talks.
We will get this done, and we will have a better bill because of it.
But he tells Fox News what he told President Biden back in February.
There's two things I will not do. I will not raise taxes, and we cannot pass a clean debt ceiling. So let's sit down and negotiate.
While staffers may still be talking, McCarthy will send House members home for the Memorial Day weekend after some floor votes today. But House leadership's telling Republicans to stay close in case they're quickly called back to take a vote. Meanwhile, more Democrats say President Biden should consider invoking the 14th Amendment, which says it's unconstitutional for the U.S. to not pay its bills. Washington State's Pramila Jayapal on CNN.
If it's a choice between a catastrophic deal for the American people, either through default or through these awful spending cuts, then I think the president would have to go to using his unilateral authority to raise the debt ceiling.
And all the talk of a possible default is already raising concerns, especially on Wall Street. Fitch Ratings says the USA's AAA rating for its bonds is in danger of a downgrade if there is not a deal on raising the debt ceiling. And speaking of Wall Street,
the number of Americans who say they own stocks is at a 15-year high. That's according to a new Gallup survey that found 61% of U.S. adults have money invested in the stock market. That's the highest level since 2008, just after the start of the Great Recession. I'm Lance Pry.
The Commerce Department says the gross domestic product, the total value of all goods and services in the country, grew at a faster pace than expected in the first quarter, 1.3% from January through March. And the Labor Department says the number of us applying for unemployment benefits last week was way below expectations, 229,000 first-time claims. This is USA News.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Are you living your life without any kind of health insurance? If so, you are far from alone. The Federal Reserve says 28% of people asked say they had no health care last year because it was too expensive. That's a 4% increase from 2021. The most skipped kind of health care? Going to the dentist, followed by regular doctor visits and prescription drugs. The Atlantic hurricane season's a week away, and governments from Texas to New Jersey are telling people how to prepare.
I'm going to make sure that federal resources will be there, but it all starts with you and what you do to keep yourself safe so you don't end up getting in harm's way.
Florida Governor Rick Scott's kicking off a hurricane preparedness tour today. He says preparing means having answers to questions like these.
Go through what your needs are, 7 days of water, 7 days of food, and you have all your medicine, where to evacuate to, what's your evacuation plans, how far in advance you need to evacuate.
Scott says now is the time to get ready. A different kind of health concern in the state of Washington. Authorities have issued an arrest warrant for a woman who, for more than a year, has refused to get treatment for tuberculosis or to isolate herself. The woman's refused treatment since January of last year. The first warrant was issued 3 months ago, and now word is the woman has disappeared. It's just the third time in 20 years that the health department in the Evergreen State has sought a court order to detain a potentially dangerous patient. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.